So a cute cop story as people are settling into their places. My husband really drinks whenever he speaks, and he makes sure that he's drinking unless it's during davening or anything like that. After President Trump was inaugurated, somebody from the shul came over to me and he said, "I needed to share something with you, Revison." He said, "I watched President Trump inauguration, and I saw..." That's my mother-in-law. I have to start the story again. Because I do. That's about her son. So, hi, Mom. So I was just saying something about how I brought
my... This is my bad over.
I waved to her. I said something about drinking water, and I said that I have to share this story. I don't know if you've heard it before. So after President Trump was inaugurated, somebody from the shul came over to me, and he said, "I have to tell you something. I watched President Trump, and I watched him in front of millions of people, and just before he spoke, he went like this. And I thought to myself, I have seen my rabbi drink hundreds of times, and I have never seen him drink from the bottle." But that's just a sweet story. It really is, right? But somebody should have clued President Trump in on this. So our theme today is, you know, we grew up with this our whole lives, like all the girls who run in around and are doing chesed in every other house. And what do their mothers say to them? Chesed starts at home. But the Torah's perspective on Ahavas Yisrael, on love for Klal Yisrael, clearly starts at home. Without any, you don't even have to squeeze it. I just told a nice story about Rabbi Feiner, but we'll catch you up on it afterwards. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam shehakol nigeh bidvaro.
Amen.
The model of who we have in our family is the model of how I should be loving Klal Yisrael. And that's how we're taught to love. Actually, just quoted a recent Mishpacha magazine where Rav David Beshefkin writes how, you know him. Okay, and he writes, do you know what he wrote in there? Okay, well, he wrote that when he was in yeshiva and he was going to stay up all night Shavuos, so it was from the Shavuos issue. His Rebbe told him he thinks it's such a crazy thing to stay up all night Shavuos, you're so tired, and really he would do better if he stayed up. If he went to sleep at night and then got up in the morning and then learned during the day, why stay up? It's such a crazy thing. And the Rebbe said to him, because when you're in love with somebody, you do crazy things. So if you're in love with Hashem, you're going to do crazy things for his Torah. And he said he didn't understand this until he got married. And then he felt what love could be. In addition, we know, Kabed es avicha v'es himecha is put on the side of the luchos, which are Bein Adam Lamakom, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Hashem. And that, Rav Huttner says in Pachad Yitzchak, so I'm going through all our relationships, Rav Huttner says, why? Doesn't it take away from the covet of Hashem if I'm being mechabed my parents? Wouldn't it subtract from the covet of Hashem by being mechabed my parents? And he answers, the kavod of Hashem is the kavod of your parents. Who gave you your parents? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the people will say, well, they say the neshama chooses the parents. Does anybody remember that? That parent-child relationship is deigned by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our relationship, and it is not a chosen one by us. Meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, by respecting our parents, we are respecting the fact that Hashem chose to give us those parents as our parents. In reverse, by loving and caring for our children. Somebody mind closing the door in the back? Just a lot of extra noise. We are respecting the fact, and I tell this too when I teach the high school and the seminary girls. Girls, get used to living with different friends, because guess what? You know who you really don't get to choose? You might choose your spouse. You don't choose your children. And you can get, you know, we all know there are some children we like better than other children. That's the parent-child-parent relationship. That's the parent-child relationship. Pasuk says in Yeshaya Mem Aleph Vav, Ish Esreyehu Ya'azoru U'la'achiv Yomar Chazak. Everyone in Klal Yisrael, we should help. But you know who you're going to give chizuk to? You know who you're going to say chazak to? You know who you're going to hold up? You're going to hold up somebody who you feel like they are your ulachiv yomar chazak? Your brother, your sister. That's who you're going to hold up. The model of good friendship in Klal Yisrael is the relationship between brothers and sisters. So that the inherent family that I have been given to start with in my life, that I did not choose, that is my laboratory for Ahavas Yisrael. That is the laboratory for Ahavas Yisrael. There is no greater love described in the Torah than these loves. The love of one spouse to another, the love of parent to child, the love of child to parent, and the love of sibling to sibling. This is the laboratory for Ahavas Yisrael. And in fact, one of the greatest mashalim that I ever heard, and it's a popular one, but it bears repeating, is a mashal to two siblings who live in the same town. One is incredibly prosperous and wealthy, and the other one is impoverished and poor. And the wealthy one has nothing to do with his brother. It's embarrassing to him. He doesn't want to be seen with him. He doesn't invite him to the simchas. And he certainly does not help him out financially. And by the way, as I'm saying this, I can think of different examples of how this is happening in the neighborhood. I'm a representative of a big shul, so I know it happens. Their elderly father lives in that town. And both brothers dote on their father, but at different times. The father knows that his sons do not speak to each other. And the father becomes ill. And he's lying on his deathbed. And a message is sent to the wealthy son that he is not welcome. And the poor son is tending to him and giving him everything he needs and saying Shema Yisrael and Vidui. And it's the father's last moments. And finally, the wealthy son comes to the door and he bangs down the door and he says, please, father, let me in. Let me say goodbye. And the father points to his son sitting bedside, and he says, if that is not your brother, then you are not my son. Love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's where we're going to go to, is built on the love that we learn from the time we are able to recognize mother, father, sister, brother. This is my family, and that should expand, that ahava and achva is the love that should be shared between all of Klal Yisrael, that we should be able to give it within and everywhere, and that we should feel about everybody in Klal Yisrael that they are my sisters and brothers. I always love the Israeli cab driver one to another. You know what they call each other? Achi, my brother. That's the way we should all feel. Last time I was leaving Eretz Yisrael, and I just love this line, so it's just so cute. I went into the duty-free shop, and the big ad said, Ahava b'mivtza, which of course is talking about the Dead Sea products. But Ahava is on sale. It's free. Plug into it. Plug into it. And I said to the cashier behind the counter who was standing by this Ahava v'chinam, she was a little startled, but she was meeting Rebbetzin Feiner, she didn't know, who just says what she wants. I said, Ahava yadavar hachi chinam ba'olam, aval hachi yakar. Love is the most free thing in the entire world, and it is also the most precious. Tzichim lada eich latet ve'et lakacha. You have to know how to give it, and you have to know how to accept it. That is the avoda of love. And at the time that I had originally prepared this shiur, there had been, of many, since then there have been other piguim in Eretz Yisrael, but there had been a recent one where a group of Nachal Haredi soldiers were shot at, and we're still davening for Refuah Shalema for Natan El Ilan Ben Shena Tzipora that he should have. He's still in a coma. And Yossi Cohen was killed. And his father, or stepfather of Eliyahu Meirav, he said, Chaval Shehachor Mechaber Beinenu. It's so sad that it's the whole that brings us together. Ulnainis ke'apam she'ahava techaber beinenu. Halavai. Maybe love should bring us together in Klal Yisrael. Halavai. Muchrachim lasim sof lasina hazot. We have to end this hatred. Lama nipagesh b'shachor. Why should we meet in blackness? Why should we meet in black times? He said this in pain. B'tzar. Tzrichim l'argish achim anachnu. He said it twice, and then he said, "Nipagesh b'smachot." Let's meet in happiness. Let's meet in happy times. Let's let love bring us together. The only time I'm going to connect with somebody I love is when there's pain. Why can't I connect through happiness? Why can't the Avas Yisrael be strong enough that we want to be happy together? And Avas Yisrael starts, I said, with that family, and then it's my community, and then it's the entire Klal Yisrael. That's where it grows from. The laboratory is that family. And Rav Dessler is going to tell us how we can develop it. A little bit of how we can work on that Ahava, how we can work on feeling it, what the definition is. We know that when Hillel is asked by the Ger, what does all of Torah stand on? He says, what your friend, what you don't like, don't do to your friend, which is basically a paraphrase of "V'ahavta l're'acha kamocha," is that klal gadol b'Torah. He doesn't teach it what Chavakuk says the whole world stands on, which is "Tzadik v'emunaso yichya." Chavakuk hemid et kol haTorah al klal echad. The Chavakuk stood the whole Torah on one klal: live through emuna. And all the Bali Musar say, what Hillel is saying is, if you want to have emuna and Hashem, you know what you need to learn how to do first. Love your family. Start with there. That love is the level. And as we're approaching Shivasar Batamas, what I always say is, Nebuchadnezzar started with making a wall, a siege around our wall. Let's make it a circle. Let's make it a circle. I heard years ago, I was in camp, and I don't remember who said this, but it's just such a beautiful message. I don't know if there's anyone in here whose name is Shulamit. Anybody? Shulamit? Anybody? Shulamit? Nobody. A room full of women, we don't have a Shulamit. Okay. Well, you can share this with the Shulamit in your life. And Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Shuvi Shuvi HaShulamit Shuvi Shuvi Nechazebach, that the nations of the world say, come here, the Shulamit. We want to look at you, Shulamit. And we answer, Ma Techezu BaShulamit. What are you looking at? At the Shulamit, Kimcholat HaMachanayim. She is like a machol, she is like a dancing circle of camps. And I heard this so many years ago, but it's just such a beautiful mashal, and I'm sorry that I don't remember who I heard it from. What's the answer that if you're looking at the Shulamit, which is the Klal Yisrael in a state of shalom, she says, Matechezu BaShulamit. What are you looking at the Shulamit? Kimcholat, a machola is a dancing circle, HaMachanayim, of camps. We really are all very different. But what do? We grab hands and we dance together. And in the circle, when you have a circle of dancers, is anyone more important than the other? You know, the contemporary dancing, and I know this because I go to Camp Simcha in the summer, is like this, by yourself. Shake and move whatever you want, right? What's Jewish dancing? It's a circle. Jewish dancing is a circle. The Jewish dancing is represented by a circle because, yes, we are Machanaim. We are 12 different tribes with 12 different colors. We look different, we act different, we are different. But we dance together and we know that we're all equally important. In the circle, you need every player. If one person steps out of the circle, it's over. Or have you ever been dancing at the wedding and all of a sudden you're in a circle and then there's nobody next to you? Like, my circle's over. So that we need everybody in the circle. So Rav Dessler says, "V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha." Love your friend as yourself. How does it start? What does kamocha mean? He quotes the Ramban, and he says the first step of Ahavat Yisrael is bitul kin'ah, that you're not jealous. You want your friend to have all the good that you have. You want them to have good. You want good for them. You want that there should be good for them. You love them, there should be good for them. I once asked a Kohen after he had given his, and I don't know how many of you have husbands, fathers, brothers who are Kohanim, but they're told that they have to, when they get up there to bench Klaiso or sons, right? They have to live Arech et Amo Yisrael, be Ahava with love. Do you know that the halacha is if there's anyone in that shul that they don't feel love for? They can't make the bracha. I said, does your heart have to fill up with ahava when you give that bracha? And they said, yes. That's what they have to work on. When they're saying that bracha, be ahava, I want you to have everything good. I love you. That's the first step of ahavas Yisrael. I love you. I want you to have everything good. And he says, this is the love of Yonasan and David. The love of Yonasan and David was a love, ki ahavat nasho ahav. He loved him like the love of self. And even if I don't have it, and that's the next stage, I want you to have it. I want you to have everything good, even if I don't. And the normal person only feels good if they're one up, right? That's the typical psyche of a person. I'm okay as long as I'm one up over you. Rav Yisrael Salanter would say, you know who that is? That's the short kid in the playground who wants to feel great. You know what he does? He pushes the tall kid down and says, oh, I'm bigger than you. That comes from a smallness in a person. A big person says, I can only be happy if you're happy. That was Sarah Imenu. They say that all akarot, all barren women were nifkadot with Sarah. She wanted everybody to be happy. And the next step over is, I even want, if I don't have it, I want you to have it. I can be happy for you to have. I tell the story about a friend of mine. I won't even say what kind of coat. Imagine it for yourself. I was wearing a new coat that I had gotten. And she saw me wearing it and she said to me, oh, that coat. I've always dreamt of having a coat like that. And do you know what she said then? Said, I'm so happy that you have it. I can be happy that somebody else has it, even if I don't. That is the first level of Ahavas Yisrael. What makes me happy? What makes people happy in life? I want you to have everything that could make you happy in life, even if I don't have it. The next level is Kamocha Mamish. That I feel that other person is me. I feel in that other person a meanness, that they're a part of me. Kamocha mamish, that they're a part of me. As the Gemara in Yerushalmi talks about, that the halacha is from the Seres Hadibros, lo tikom velo titar bnei amecha, that you shouldn't have revenge on Jewish people. You shouldn't take revenge on Jewish people. And they say there that if somebody is, the Gemara says there, if somebody is cutting meat with one hand and that hand cuts, makes a cut, I'm chopping the meat with this hand and I cut this hand, does this hand then pick up the knife and cut that hand? That's how we're supposed to feel about Klal Yisrael. I'm supposed to feel that that other person in Klal Yisrael is my other hand. They are an extension of me. I want good for them because I want good for me. And I feel that kamocha mamash, I feel that guf mamash, I feel that oneness. It's a fantastic feeling. I've shared this story in a number of contexts, but we feel it more in Eretz Yisrael. We do. There is that feeling of mishpacha anachnu. We're all one family. I remember one time taking a taxi with my son Avram Yeshaya, who was in, at the time, a foldable wheelchair. So it collapsed, but it was a little larger than the typical Israeli bagaj. And the driver had a little bit of a trouble getting in and out. I did, when I ordered the cab, I asked for a cab with a big bagaj, and he didn't come with a big bagaj. And I said, I'm so sorry, and it's the Eretz, I'll call Avodah. He said, Lama, who are you, Shelly? He's mine. He's my child. And they say that, you know, so I read an article once about how everybody's so nosy in Israel. Everybody's telling about your kid, put on the blanket, take off the blanket, do this, like, leave me alone. But it's the care, it's the love of Klal Yisrael. Hu ha'yeled sheli, hu ha'ima sheli. Right? I'm going to keep using the taxi driver. As he takes the old lady in, what does he call her? Safta. Is she her? I happen to really despise, and nobody should ever have a child that's hospitalized. But if you have had this experience, what do the nurses call you? Mom. I don't like it. I'm not your mom. Do not call me mom. I'm not your mom. You know my child's last name. You could call me Mrs. Feiner. It's fine. Don't call me mom. But in Eretz Yisrael, there is that feeling. You're my sister. I love you. I love you. I love you because you are my sister. Anachnu Mishmacha, Anachnu Klal Yisrael. That's who I are. You are a part of me. And the highest level, that means that, just before we get there, that means that I can be Sovel you. This really deals with the family as well, which I didn't touch. I can be Sovel Elbon. That means if you behave in a way that I don't like, I still love you. That's the hand cutting the other hand. I can still love you. I might not like, and this is what parents need to tell children, I might not like what you do, but I still love you. But that's the same love of child to parent, of sibling to sibling. That's what the love should be. I love you. You're a part of me. Again, going back to what we started with. The family is the laboratory. The community is the next step out. And then there's all of Klal Yisrael. How much love do I feel for Klal Yisrael? Do I care? Do I read about some tragedy that happened to a Jewish family and then click on Amazon without blinking? Do I feel that? Or all of a sudden when it's somebody I know, I break down. That I care for Klal Yisrael with a deep sense of, it is my family. I heard from my husband, heard years ago, he was on a Young Israel rabbi training course back in the day. And Rabbi Ginsburg from Woodmere spoke. Some of you know Rabbi Ginsburg from the Chavetz Chaim Torah Center. And he said the following story, how he was interviewing for a shul. And at the time, Rav Shach Zatzal was very much involved in politics. And anyone who was pro-Zionist was very anti-Rabbi Shach. So they asked him after this interview, are you a Shachnik? So he said, and those of you who know him could picture him saying this, I won't tell you if I'm a Shachnik or not, but I'm going to share with you a story. He says, it happens to be I'm very close with Harav Shach. And I was there in his room once when he needed an ingrown toenail treated or something like that by a podiatrist. And as was the minhag, and as still is the minhag, I think, with most Gedolei Yisrael, things like that, the doctor comes to them. And for whatever reason, he couldn't do a local anesthetic on Rav Shach, so he told him, should I give you some Valium or something to just relax you, because this is going to be a kind of painful procedure. And Rav Shach looked at his watch and he said, I have to give shiur in 1 hour. He said, will it affect my cognizance in terms of my clarity of thought? And he said, it probably will. And he said, then nothing, no. And he said he was there and he watched him. Whatever he did, I'm not going to describe. He did not flinch. Nothing, no ow, and no ouch. Some of you may remember this. I don't have the date written down. I apologize. I should have looked it up beforehand. But it was sometime, I think, in the 1980s, that two helicopters of the Israeli army crashed midair. So there are those of us who are nodding our heads, and we remember this. And tens of Israeli soldiers were killed instantly. Thank you. I said tens, so that's 7 tens plus 4. 74, thank you. Right, and the neshama should continue to go up in Gan Eden Shel Maila. He said, I was in Rav Shach's room when he heard that. He cried uncontrollably like a baby. Crying and crying. That's the Ahavas Yisrael I should have. I should feel the love in their pain, and I should feel the love even harder for their simcha. I should want for them. I should want for them to have simcha. I should want for them to have the coat, even if I don't have a coat. I can be happy for them that their child is getting married, even if mine needs a shidduch. I can be happy for them if they have a great job, even if I don't, because I love them. I only want good for them. Like I want good for me, I want for them. That's how we should feel in Klal Yisrael. I should be working hard for a shidduch for my friend's daughter just like I work for mine. Because I care. That's Klal Yisrael. The last level and the highest level is what the Rikanti says in Parshas Kedoshim. V'hine ha'oev et chavero hana'asa b'tzelem elokim who oev Hashem Yisbarach u'mechavdo. Because if you can love your friend, or even somebody who is not your friend, we're all, right, we finish our Rosh Chodesh benching, and what do we say? Chaverim? Kol Yisrael. If you can love Kol Yisrael, because every Yisrael is created B'Tzelem Elohim. Everybody was created B'Tzelem Elohim. But you know what the greatness of Kol Yisrael, Chavivim Yisrael, Shenivru B'Tzalma, why? We're so lucky because Nodat Lahem, we were told. We know we are B'Tzelem Elohim. We know that our friends are B'Tzelem Elohim. We know our parents, our siblings, our grandparents, our cousins, our children, our grandchildren, they are all B'Tzelem Elohim. I love them because they are B'Tzelem Elohim. Who ohev et Hashem Yisbarach u'mechavdo. That's what it means to love Hashem. That's where we started. The love of Hashem is that I recognize that this is a Tzelem Elohim. This person is B'Tzalmo, and it doesn't matter who you are or what you are or your status or strata in life. You are B'Tzelem Elohim, and I love you. And that Tzelem is still there. The Ramban writes in his Igeres, it's a very powerful thing to read, the Ramban, he writes that anyone who is humble before Hashem will be humble before other people. That anava, which is the crown of all good midos, comes from realizing, as we say in the Shir Shal Yom, Hashem malach geyos lavesh. Hashem rules, he is the Baal Gaiva. There's no room for another Baal Gaiva in the world. That's anava. You, Hashem, moda ani lefanecha, I'm alive today. If you have anava before Hashem, then you can have anava before other people. Then there is no one up. I can lift up others because I recognize that they're great too. I heard this explanation from my teacher, Mrs. Tarshish, a Rebbetzin Tarshish in Eretz Yisrael years ago, and I don't remember b'shem me. But the Mishnah says in Avos, Hevei zanav la'arayot v'lo rosh l'shualim. Better to be the tail of a lion and not be the head of a fox. And typically we mean better to be the strongest in, better to be the weakest in a good chevra than the strongest in a bad chevra, which is certainly true. So when we're looking for who our friends, our neighbors, or whatever, we want to find good people, even if we're not as great. We have something to strive for, which is a different shear, but a very valuable lesson. She says somebody told her this and she went to the Jerusalem Zoo to check it out. The fox walks with its head down. Even if you are the head or the greatest person among lowly people, you know what they'll do to you? If you turn your back, they'll stab you in the back. And the lion, and now we can picture this for ourselves. How does the lion, where's the tail when the lion's walking? Up. The lion lifts its tail. The great person lifts up everybody else. That's what a great person does. They lift up everyone else. We all know we touch these people. They lift us up. They bring the best in us. People who are low, again, we said, that's what they're going to do. They're going to put down others. I use the best example are the people who work in the Department of Motor Vehicles. Right? But a person who feels low, so they're going to use whatever power they have to put somebody else down. Great people, there are some nice people in the Department of Motor Vehicles sometimes. Sometimes. Will lift us up. I was talking to a niece of mine who has an uncle in Eretz Yisrael from her other side. She also has an amazing uncle who's my husband, but an uncle from the other side of the family who is really learning Yomam V'Laila. A Talmud Chacham beyond. She's hung out a lot in his house, and she said she barely saw him because he's just learning so much, and they live B'dochak in Eretz Yisrael. They're very, very poor. She said to me, he is my warmest, nicest uncle. That should be hands in pan. Greatness in Yiddishkeit means seeing the greatness in everybody else. Means being able to lift up everybody else. That's what an emistic Avodas Hashem is all about. The more I love Hashem, I love his children. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim Kuf Chaf Hey, Laman Achai V'Re'ai Adabra Na Shalom Bach. I'm davening for all my brothers and sisters. I want Shalom. Why? Because that's hand in hand with Laman Beis Hashem Elokeinu Avak Shatov Lach. I want good for Hashem's house. Good for Hashem's house. Good for all parents is if my children get along. That's what Hashem wants. That's what Hashem wants. He wants to see, do my children get along? And as we are heading, just 1.5 weeks, usually at this point in the year, at the end of the year, it's like now into Tammuz, but we still have another week and a half until Tammuz starting. But it's closer, the time of the Churban of the Mikdash. It bears review. The Gemara in Yuma says, Mikdash Sheni hayu oskim b'Torah u'b'mitzvos. They did Torah, and they did mitzvos, and they did gmilos chasadim. And they did chesed. They did chesed. Mipnei ma'charav. Why was it destroyed? Sinas chinam. The petty hatred. I hate you because you wear a different hat. I hate you because you dress a different way. I hate you because you live in a different neighborhood. I hate you because you looked at me the wrong way. I hate you. Sinas chinam. And we find that the first Mikdash is destroyed because of two cardinal averos, which were Gila Arayos and Shvichas Damim, three, and Avodah Zarah, the big three. How many years and it's rebuilt? 70. Sinas Chinam, we're still destroyed. And Chorbano Lo Pasak, and the destruction hasn't stopped. David HaMelech says, what about Shalom? What are we supposed to do? Bakei Shalom Rodfehu. Seek it and run after it. Think as you come out of here, who can you connect to? Run after it. Want it so badly. Because the greatest Aveira is Lo Tisna Sachicha Bilbovecha. Don't hate your brother, your friend in your heart. And I want to share with you, because I need to be ending, and I know I do, a beautiful medrash in Shir HaShirim. Medrash says in Shir HaShirim, Hayoshevet Baganim Chaverim Makshivim. When you're sitting in the garden and your friends, Makshivim Lekolech, we hear your voice. Hashem says, when you're friends, I hear your voice. Ukshenechnasim Lebate Knesset Vekorim Kriyashma Vekivun Das. Everyone's davening together. Ubekol echad, and there's one voice in Klal Yisrael. Hayashevet baganim, the one who's sitting in the garden, shatem korim chaverim makshivim lekolech. I hear your voice. Va'ani v'pamalya sheli makshivim lekolech. Hashem says, Hashmi'ini, I want to hear you. I want to hear you when you're sitting in your garden and your friends. But if you don't get along, Hashem says, brach doti, run away. I don't want to hear you. Run fast, get away from me. If you can't be sitting in that garden like friends, when Klal Yisrael are chaverim, then Hashem says, Hashmi'eni lekolech, I want to hear your voice. He should hear all of our tefillos latova mirtz Hashem bekarov, and we should see the day soon of chaverim kol Yisrael benomar amen. Thank you. Okay, keep running. Keep having nachas.